voice that keeps on calling me.
The Playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
You boy, pull those trousers up and get to class. Hello. Welcome back. This is the Playlist.
Oh,
wanted more when you told me that I'm what you go to school for. I'm what you go to school for.
Did you know that this piece of music is called Chicken Man? You probably did because you're very cool and you know stuff like what I do. You probably know more than what I do. Anyway, hello, welcome along. This is The Playlist and I am Darren. And it's good to have you back here for a new year of school, whereby I can see you're all wearing your freshly laundered uniforms. They're all a little too big for you, I can see. And yeah, welcome back. I'm a terrible teacher. I couldn't possibly do teacher voice. I could get Troggy in here to do teacher voice, but they won't. So anyway, hello. This is The Playlist. I'm Darren, and the theme this week is, well, I'll tell you about the theme shortly, even though you've probably already figured it out if you didn't already know. We opened up the show this week with Baggy Trousers, as suggested by who was that? The Sweet Cheat. So thank you very much, Sweet Cheat, for that. And what you just heard there was Andy Fisher's suggestion of Busted, What I Go to School For. I really hated Busted, and I don't know why, because it turns out they were actually just really good fun pop music. Anyway, this next one, suggestion by, well, me, because I really, really love this song and I wanted to play it. So sue me. This is The School, I Want You Back.
Now. gentlemen, this is
The Playlist.
Foster the People, Pumped Up Kicks, which is technically about a school experience, I suppose. And thank you very much to Troggy for that suggestion. Along similar lines, were also suggested I Don't Like Mondays by the Boomtown Rats. And I think it was Troggy that also suggested Jeremy, Pearl Jam. Those are, of course, in the extras, which will be playing out from 9 o'clock after the rest of the show. So anyway, yeah, this is The Playlist. I'm Darren, and the theme this week for, as you know, every week there must be a theme. The theme is school days, or back to school, or back to the old school, or whatever it is you want it to be. Basically, all the kids over here in this part of the UK, because as it turns out, in different parts of the UK, they'd already gone back to school. Poor mites. Anyway, down here in the south, where things are civilized, they go back first week of September. Which as a kid always pissed me off because, you know, it's my birthday tomorrow. I know. Hold the applause. And I was always back at school just in time for my birthday. Terrible. It's against my human rights, quite frankly. Anyway, yeah, so the theme this week is school and that. So, prior to Foster the People, we heard The School with I Want You Back, which I love. I love that tune so much. There's this whole vein of 60s infused 2010s indie pop, like them, Belle and Sebastian, and what was the movie? The guy from Belle and Sebastian did the movie. Something about the girl. God Help the Girl. The whole soundtrack to that, very much along those lines. Beautiful stuff. Anyway, that was The School from 2010. And this next one was suggested by Giflian and vociferously agreed with by Tiger Crash. So who am I to not play this one by Wheatus?
Yeah. says always tell your mummy before you go.
Once there was this kid who got into an accident and couldn't come to school, but when he finally came back, his hair had turned from black into bright white. He said that it was from when the cousin smashed his heart. Once there was this girl who wouldn't go and change with the girls in the
hearing that song, just drag me out into the street and shoot me, because it's just gorgeous. I love it so much. And I know when I told Troggy that I was going to be playing it, they were like, really? And I was like, yeah, because it's all about school kids, and that'll do. That's close enough for me. Thank you very much to Swisslet for suggesting it. Ahead of that, as suggested by Giflian and Tiger Crash, was Wheatus with Teenage Dirtbag, which, as I was just saying on Mastodon, it took years, literally, it was about 2 years ago, when I realised that the word that the BBC kept muddling up on their censored mix was gun. Her boyfriend's a dick, and he brings a gun to school. And I guess I get it. I mean, obviously I understand them censoring the word dick, but the gun bit? Anyway, yeah. So that was Wieters with Teenage Dirtbag. From the movie, what was the movie called? It was Loser, I think it was called, with Matey Boy from American Pie. And I don't think anybody ever watched that movie. It's one of those songs where it's significantly more famous than the movie it was attached to. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. And this is the playlist. I'm Darren, and this is Pink Floyd.
We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Sitting out on the step, you know.
So what you gonna do around this?
Yeah, man, I'm gonna go over and get his brother, I know the Batman, and see what his head is all about.
Spring I had.
blaspheming booted blue jean baby boy. Oh, how I made them turn their heads. Towny brownie girls, they jump for joy. Bade me bless them in their bed.
Kate and Anna McGarrigle were School Days, featuring Rufus, Martha and Loudon Wainwright III. That's basically all of the folk singers all in one go. All Canadian, aren't they? I'm sure Giflian will tell me otherwise, being the professional Canadian in our chat over at stream.djdarren.site. That was suggested by Sheepnik, so thank you very much to Sheepnik for that. Ahead of that, suggested by Mark West, was Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall, part two. There are three parts to that song, and I had to listen to them to check I had the right one. Otherwise, it would have been a very different vibe. So, yeah, it was one of those, well, of course you're going to play that song. Oh, by the way. This is The Boy with the Arab Strap. Belle and Sebastian, as used in the theme tune to Teachers, which was going to be my bed for the whole of the show this week, until Troggy reminded me that Grange Hill exists. And that was, I swear, that was about half an hour before I went on air, so that was a bit of an oversight by me. Anyway, so the theme this week is School Days, because everybody's back at school now, including you. Are you back at school? Work, school? No, school, it has to be school. Have you done your homework? No. You haven't done your homework? Good, because homework is a con. This next one was suggested by Art McCrae and is the man formerly known as Cat Stevens.
Remember the days of the old schoolyard? We used to laugh a lot. Oh, don't you remember the days of the old schoolyard? When we had imaginings and we had all kinds of things and we laughed and needed love, yes I do. Oh, and I remember you. Remember the days of the old schoolyard? We used to cry a lot. Oh, don't you remember the days of the old schoolyard? When we had simplicity and we had warm toast for tea and we laughed and needed love, yes I do. Oh, and I remember you.
Wasn't that wonderful? That was Cat Stevens, Brackets, Remember the Days of the Close Brackets, Old Schoolyard, which loses its punch a little when you enunciate the punctuation, but here we go. This is the playlist, I'm Darren. The theme this week is school, school days, or old school, or whatever it is you want it to be. Do you know there's a place near me, a road near me called Old School Close, because it's got, you know, it's where a school used to be. I believe they've converted the old school into a small cottage or something as well, but I cannot ever see that without, you know, it's old school, isn't it? Anyway, I hope you've had a splendid week. It's good to have you back. Come and join us in the chat if you're listening slyly, if you're an anonymous Alan out there listening just to the stream. Come and join us in the chat. Say hello, stream.djdarren.site, and we will together welcome you with open arms. And there are no hazing rituals, not since the incident. This next one was suggested by Steve199, who suggested a different version. I believe he suggested one by the Hollies. I could not find it, unless I misread his tune, which is entirely possible, because me. However, I found a version by Pete Seeger, and I'm always happy to play Pete Seeger, so knowing the tunes that Steve has suggested, I'm assuming that this one will fit the bill just nicely. This is Pete Seeger with What Did You Learn in School Today?
Tom wrote another song which you may do a double take on it. It really is not for this little baby, but maybe about 6, 7, 8 years from now. What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that Washington never told a lie. I learned that soldiers seldom die. I learned that everybody's free, and that's what the teacher said to me. That's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that policemen are my friends. I learned that justice never ends. I learned that murderers die for the crimes, even if we make a mistake sometime. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned our government must be strong. It's always right and never wrong. Our leaders are the finest men, and we elect them again and again. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school today. What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that war is not so bad. I learned about the great ones we have had. We fought in Germany and in France, and someday I might get my chance. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school.
Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, ich bin ein
Playlist.
Up in the morning and out to school, the teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math, you study them hard and hoping to pass. Working your fingers right down to the bone, and the guy behind you won't leave you alone. Ring, ring goes the bell, the cook in the lunchroom's ready to sell. You're lucky if you can find a seat. You're fortunate if you have time to eat. Back in the classroom, open your books. Gee, but the teacher don't know how mean she looks. Soon as 3 o'clock rolls around, you finally lay your burden down. Close up your books, get out of your seat. Down the halls and into the street. Up to the corner and round the bend, right to the juke joint you go in. Drop the coin right into the slot.
you gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Into the slot. You gotta hear something that's really hot. With the one you love, you're making romance. All day long you've been wanting to dance. Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go. Hail, hail, rock and roll. Deliver me from the days of old. The drums loud and bold. Rock, rock, rock and roll. Feeling is there, body and soul.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
The playlist.
Too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, I'd like
That was Jeannie C. Riley with Harper Valley PTA, as suggested by Pocket Lint. So thank you very much to Pocket Lint for that. That was great. Really enjoyed it. Great. This is the playlist. I'm Darren, and ahead of Jeannie C. Riley was Chuck Berry with School Day, who I need to apologise to Chuck Berry. I just slandered him something rotten over in the chat, and it turns out I was confusing him with someone completely different. Chuck Berry was not found guilty of that particular crime, though he was banged up for armed robbery in 1944. Okay, so he does have a controversies section on Wikipedia, and that's usually not a great thing, but he wasn't guilty of the thing that I accused him of, so sorry, Chuck Berry, wherever you might be. I'm sure if there's internet in heaven, you'll be listening to this right now. And ahead of that was Pete Seeger, What Did You Learn in School Today, as suggested by Steve199. So thank you very much all for those suggestions. Oh, the Chuck Berry track was suggested by Nicky Quote, so thank you very much to Nick for that. Right, this next one was suggested by Rollo and Andy Fish, who also jumped in on the Cat Stevens suggestion as well, so thank you, Andy. This one is, it's like the absence of education, in fact. It's the anti-schooling. This is Wonderful World by Sam Cooke.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know what it was. Could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be, for maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
La ta 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 ta.
Fall is here, hear the yell, back to school, ring the bell, brand new shoes, walking blues, climb the fence, books and pens, I can tell that we are gonna be friends. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Upon the ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Now it's time to learn. numbers, letters, learn to spell, nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our hide against the wall. Teacher marks our hide against the wall. We don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. We sit side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
That was wonderful!
Bravo!
I loved that!
Oh, it was great!
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful!
It was terrible!
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Change your heart. Look around you. Change your heart. It will astound you. And I need your loving like the sunshine. Change your heart. Look around you. Change your heart. It will astound you. I need your love. Sunshine. Everybody's gotta learn sometime. Everybody's gotta learn sometime. Everybody's gotta learn sometime. Everybody's gonna learn. learn sometime. Everybody's gonna learn sometime.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and.
To disagree with that sentiment, isn't it? That was The Replacements with Fuck School. When Sharon Gascoigne first suggested that, both Troggy and I looked at each other and were like, is that like I hate school or a school for pornographers? Turns out it was the former, not the latter. And yeah, who could disagree with The Replacements? Heapy certainly agrees in the chat. They appear to have knocked down the school that he went to, though, which I'm afraid, Heapy, that makes you very, very old. To have gone to a school that has been knocked down. Though I can't talk. The hospital I was born in has been knocked down and rebuilt into a new hospital. Because I am also very, very old. Ahead of the top of the hour was Beck's version of Everybody's Got to Learn Sometime from 2004, from Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, if you were wondering. That was suggested by CC Ferry. ahead of that was The White Stripes, We're Going to Be Friends, from 2001's White Blood Cells, I think it was. That was suggested by Swistler, thank you very much. And ahead of that was Sam Cooke, Professing to Know Absolutely Nothing About Anything, as suggested by Rollo Treadway. So thank you very much all for those suggestions. This is The Playlist. I am Darren. The theme this week is school, school days and that kind of nonsense. And, well, this next one was suggested by a... hang on a second. I get to do this one. This next one was suggested by a Fresh Jeffrey. Oh, yes, welcome along. Crumble Needy. Get me remembering to cue up the applause sound effect. Welcome along, Crumble Needy, and thank you very much for suggesting this incredible tune from Nirvana.
Charge, eating a
playlist,
a succulent Chinese
playlist.
That was the Ramones, Rock and Roll High School, as suggested by Seven Sleepers Music, so thank you very much for that. And ahead of that was Nirvana and School from Bleach, I think that was. From Bleach, from 1989, can you believe it? Oh, how time has flown. That was suggested by Crumble Needy, so thank you very much, Crumble Needy. You are a fresh Jeffrey, and you are welcome to this club. I have to take a moment to apologise to Moth Ninja, who has just popped up on the chat, and to Shiviness, Andrew, who both suggested tracks, and how somehow it just completely escaped me that this had happened, despite my new thing where I scrape all of the hashtag usage and have it in my inner document and everything. I just completely managed to miss that Moth Ninja and Shiviness. And in fact, it's even worse with Shiviness, because I replied to him to tell him how good the suggestion was. In my defense, I've got shit for brains. So, sorry to both of you. Your suggestions were great, but unfortunately, the show is presented by me, an idiot. But, hopefully it's enjoyable nonetheless. I've enjoyed it considerably thus far. There's been some really great tunes, and there's some really good tunes to come as well. It's a miracle. Once a week, all of this happening. And, you know, well, it's not a miracle. I put an awful lot of work into it. Anyway, this is the playlist, and the theme this week is school. So shut up, Darren, and play some more songs. This next one was suggested by, look at my list, Ronald Snyder. And it was backed up by somebody else, and I apparently didn't take a note of it. But it doesn't matter, because it was actually suggested by Ronald Snyder. So thank you very much to you for this incredible suggestion. This is Nada Surf with Popular.
Hey, I got Penny. There comes a time in every girl's life when she's really got to ask herself. Sometimes she's got to ask herself. Should be steady? To be not steady? I mean, do you want to be honest? Like, honest? You don't want to be honest. She's honest with you. You're going back. She's really just a man. It's easy. Well, first of all, it's easy. When Johnny asks, it's easy to stay. Johnny asks, decide to be
steady. Three important rules for breaking up. Don't put off breaking up when you know you want to. Prolonging the situation only makes it worse. Tell him honestly, simply, kindly, but firmly. Don't make a big production. Don't make up an elaborate story. This will help you avoid a big tear-jerking scene. If you want to date other people, say so. Be prepared for the boy to feel hurt and rejected. Even if you've gone together for only a short time and haven't been too serious, there's still a feeling of rejection when someone says she prefers the company of others to your exclusive company. But if you're honest and direct and avoid making a flowery emotional speech when you break the news, the boy will respect you for your frankness, and honestly, he'll appreciate the kind, straightforward manner in which you told him your decision. Unless he's a real jerk or a crybaby, you'll remain friends. Catch the biggest fish in your pond. You have to be as attractive as possible. Make sure to keep your hair spotless and clean. Wash it at least every 2 weeks. Once every 2 weeks. And if you see Johnny Football Hero in the hall, tell him he played a great game. Tell him you liked his article in the newspaper. I'm the party star. I'm popular. I got my own car. I'm popular. I'll never get caught. I propose we support a one-month limit on going steady. I think it would keep people more able to deal with weird situations and get to know more people. I think if you're ready to go out with Johnny, now's the time to tell him about your one-month limit. He won't mind. He'll appreciate your fresh look on dating. And once you've dated someone else, you can date him again. I'm sure he'll like it. Everyone will appreciate it. You're so novel. What a good idea. You can keep your time to yourself. You don't need date insurance. You can go out with whoever you want to. I'm popular. I'm a quarterback.
want answers.
I want
the playlist.
You can't handle
the playlist.
That was all but 10 seconds of Breeze, It's Your High School by US Maple. As suggested by Sod's Lawyer, so thank you very much to Sod's Lawyer for that. It was experiential and enjoyable in its own way. I liked it. Thank you very much. Ahead of that was Nada Surf with Popular, which I have to confess, I could not name three songs by Nada Surf. Largely, I couldn't name two, actually. Although it probably turned out there's like half a dozen tracks that I listened to when I was younger. And, oh, right, yeah, of course, that's Nada Surf. Anyway, that was their one big single, which was suggested by Ronald Snyder. So thank you, Ronald, for that. I enjoyed both of those tracks equally in different directions. This is The Playlist. I am Darren, and I'm here bringing you songs about school and that, and education and so. But actually, mostly it's school. I have to admit, it is mostly about school. There's basically nothing about higher education or further education or adult education centres. There's nothing about that. This one is PTA by Pulp.
Sunday, I'll give you your own room. It's next door to my room. And sometime in the night, or maybe I just might, I'll take your clothes off, won't you please? You don't have to talk to me. You just leave the light on so I can see. You've got everything I need. You know I can't forget that special night we met at the local PTA, when your mother came to say that you'd been taking days off school. I turned and looked at you and said, yes, I understand. I'm gonna take this girl in hand. I'll take your clothes off, 1, 2, 3. No, you don't have to talk to me. Just leave the light on so I can see. You've got everything you need. Oh yeah. Hit me. 'Cause I never had a woman before. I was too scared to touch the girls at the parlor. And I don't know what it's like to be young. 'Cause all my life I've been knocking on 14. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Radio. I never heard so much shit in all my life. Sailor Ripley, you get
the playlist
on that radio. This ends and I made it.
Welcome to the physics disco, where all the boys are dancing on their own. Welcome to the physics day.
What is it with songs chosen this week with really long fade-outs? That was Uberman with Physics Disco, as suggested by White Wolf. And ahead of that was Pulp with PTA, B-side to Something. It was reissued on the 2006 edition of Different Class. It was originally a B-side. I'm not entirely sure what to, but the less attention you pay to the lyrics, the more you can enjoy that song, I think. I think it's fair to say. So, there were a few tracks suggested that were a bit racy, and I've swerved them for the best part. For example, somebody suggested Red Hot Chili Peppers' Catholic Schoolgirls Rule, and that's gone in the extras playlist. Don't get me wrong, it's a perfectly fine song, but don't know. Anyway, what are you going to do? The Pulp track was suggested by Gulfy, who is a fresh Jeffrey. Thank you very much, Gulfy. Good to have you along. Anyway, this one was suggested by Aaron and is level 42.
Fulfilled. you ever change your mind about leaving it all behind, remember, remember, no geography. If you ever change your mind about leaving it all behind, remember, remember, no geography. Me, you and me, him and her and them too, and you and me too. I'll take you along.
And the only prescription is
the greatest.
Wasn't that incredible? That was the Prodigy, Back to School, taken from their greatest hits collection. I don't know whether that was, I'm guessing it was a B-side or something prior to that, but yeah, oh, wonderful stuff. Do you know, it's, I always find it funny, no disrespect to him or anything, but I always find it funny that Keith Flint is so, such an integral part of the Prodigy. When you think about, you know, when you think about the Prodigy, you immediately think of Keith Flint. But he sang on like two of the songs, maybe a few more than that. He was mostly a dancer for the band, and yeah, it's so funny that he had nothing to do with that song, and so many of the others. But you know, fair play to him. He did very, very well indeed. Ran a pub in Essex, I believe, before he died. So well, rest in peace, Keith Flint. He died several years ago now, so, you know. Anyway, just in case anybody was thinking, oh my god, he died? Yes, a little while back now. Anyway, shut up, Darren. That was the Prodigy, Back to School, suggested by Tiger Crash, so thank you, Tiger Crash, for that. Ahead of that was the Chemical Brothers, No Geography, as suggested by Heapy, who did very much vociferously suggest Pearl's Girl by Underworld. Trouble is, it's 9 minutes long, and he did offer to do a radio edit for me, and I promptly forgot about that offer until this afternoon when it was too late. I tried to make it work, but I just couldn't. So it has gone in the extras. So enjoy that after 9 o'clock, when I'm done yapping, and I just set a playlist going and have it looping overnight. Let me know if you actually do listen to those. I put them on, but I don't know if anybody actually listens. But you know, it's a fun thing to offer, I suppose. Anyway, this is the playlist. I am Darren. I have but 3 more songs to play you, and 20 minutes to play them in. They're reasonably long tracks, though, so I should probably shut up and play them. This next one was suggested by Sjerd, so thank you very much for the suggestion. This is the wonderful Moni Love. We'll be right back. Moni Love, Moni in the middle. In the middle of what, hey? Thank you very much to Seard for that suggestion. Apparently I picked a really mad house remix of that. This is the trouble with... I'm going to draw back the curtain once again and tell you that I don't actually know all of the music in the world. And I almost certainly have heard that song in the past, but hip-hop was never my jam. So, I just picked the version that came first, and that was the one. So, but it seemed to go down well in the chat room, so thank you very much to Seard for that suggestion. Ahead of that was Me Yapping. I already told you about that. That was the Prodigy suggested by Tiger Crash. I usually play a couple of tracks in a row, so, yeah, that was a brain fart. Anyway, shut up, Darren. Right, next week. Next week here on the playlist, I should announce next week's theme, I suppose. So, next week on the playlist is... International. Make of that what you will. International. Countries. International... bright young things, take it where you will. International is the theme for next week's show, and I hope you come up with some bangers. You always do, but there could be the first week where bangers are not brought up, but it won't happen anyway. Right, so here on the playlist, the track Concrete Schoolyard by Jurassic 5, very popular. We love it around here because it's one of the best songs ever recorded. And this is a theme about school, is it not? So, I have to play a Jurassic 5 track right now, don't I? And I have to play the Jurassic 5 track that's about school, it's about learning, don't I? I have to play that Jurassic 5 track. So without further ado, as suggested by Davey Bop, this is Jurassic 5 with Lesson 6, The Lecture.
Okay, let's begin.
A compound, a substance composed of two or more elements chemically combined in definite proportions by weight. Mixture, two or more substances that are not chemically united, such as air. Solution, a uniform mixture of varying proportions of a solvent and a solute.
Our students, this is the lesson you've been waiting for.
Lesson.
H plus 1, sodium Na plus 1, magnesium Mg plus 2, aluminum Al plus 3, potassium K plus 1, calcium Ca plus 2, chromium Cr plus 2, 3, 6.
No. Combinations of music. You're about to play a soul 45 RPM recording, but the turntable is set at 33 and a third, and the record plays very slowly. Let's pick up the tempo a bit, eh? let us imagine that you're in the middle of your disc jockey program. This is the mark of a professional.
Yeah, if you could throw a couple of, right when he's playing the drum, you know, let him play a couple of beats alone. Yeah. I'm sorry, I had the turntable at the wrong speed.
That's about all we have time for here on the playlist this week. Thank you very much for joining me once again. It was a pleasure as always. Come back next Monday at 7 o'clock UK time, where the theme is international. Seen some interesting suggestions already in the chat, so people saying they have interesting suggestions, so I'll be interested to see where that goes. Stick around after the next track for the extras, and I will leave you with this glorious piece, as suggested also by Davey Bot, so two in a row for Davey Bot. This is School of Rock. Good night, champions.
perfect, son. But y'all be rocking when I'm done.
Sitting out on the playlist.